Greetings, everyone. My name is Brendan Seary. I'm the deputy editor of the Citizen newspaper in Johannesburg. And with me today, for those who don't know him or don't follow his column, which is one of the most popular ones in our newspaper, I have political analyst and commentator Isaac Mashaba. And you will find out later on this podcast that Isaac is a straight talker who pulls no punches. And I think that's exactly what we need in this country right now when our politics is stagnating or even going backwards. So this will be the first of a series of regular podcasts where Isaac will talk about our current mess, because that's what it is. Let's face it. Let's not pull our punches there either. And what we can do as a country and as a people to get out of this mess. And so today what we're going to be looking at to kick off with is an answer to one of the basic questions that a lot of people are starting to ask now in this country. Does the ANC have a future, or is this political organization actually dying and on its last legs?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brendan, for inviting me to your studio. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your effort. And thanks to the Citizen for giving me an opportunity to be writing. I've been writing a few articles for Citizen, and thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I would like to start by discussing some of these issues that we're talking about, particularly the issues of the future of ANC that we're talking about. You must remember that in 1994, when the ANC took over, there's a number of manifesto issues that they're talking about. They started talking about what they want to see in a society when the ANC took over. They looked at the society before 94. During the apartheid, there was a number of problems that we're facing as a black society, not only black, but including generally the South Africans, all of them, all the race across, you know. The issues that I want us to discuss about, you must go back and look at what was the manifesto that the ANC spoke about in 1994. If you look at their manifesto, the most important thing that they spoke about in their slogan was the issue that they had the right, that we have won the land, all of us together as South Africans, and so all the South Africans has the right to vote. We had the right to vote. We were given a right to vote. And voting was the way to express ourselves, was the way to express how we feel about a particular government at that time. And so that time, during that time in 1994, we saw ANC as a hope. All of us saw ANC as a hope. And you must look at the issues that not only black people saw ANC as a hope, even white people saw ANC as a hope. And the issues are that the apartheid regime was a very brutal regime towards South Africans generally, because they had this thing of divide and rule. And if you look at how the apartheid government operated, was to divide the whites, the black, the Indian, colors, all of them, so that they don't become a nation, and the nation cannot work together, and you cannot grow the economy together. You segment themselves, segmented them, and keep them in particular segregated areas. So what are the problems that we are facing with the manifesto is that, and if you look at what the ANC manifesto was, I mean, I'm going to outline that because it's very important that as I discuss further, we look back what the ANC promised people and what the ANC is doing now. Issues of, for instance, government of the people. It's very important that when you go and vote, you vote as South Africans, because we vote for the government of the people. And is that it means that we're giving a particular party a mandate to go and represent us. And what are our views as a nation is that that particular party must represent us, not represent themselves, you know. And it was there in the slogan. It was there in the manifesto of 1994 when the ANC took over. And there was an issue of good beginning, meaning that we're all beginning a good a country, what we call democratic society. And all that what we transpired to see, Madiba wanted to see, was that we want to see a society that is multi-democratic society, right? And the openness to the society was very important. Unity of diversity, new style of government, improving the quality of life of South Africans generally, you know, jobs and income, increasing creating more jobs for the society and increasing the income because people were poorly paid. Growing the economy, which is the most important thing, which gives birth to everything that is supposed to happen in a particular country. Public works, of course, in terms of creating the infrastructure, creating work for the economy and for generally the South African, in order to improve a better country, better infrastructure is a better country. So those are the issues that Brendan and I wanted us to look at as we go forward. We must understand that where we came from, where the ANC came from as a country, and when they took over in 1994. And I think your question was, you were asking me that, what do I see from 1994, what are the issues until now? What do I think about ANC during 1994 when they took over, their policies? Their policies were exactly what I outlined in the manifesto, if you look at their manifesto. But what you see now, it's completely different what the ANC is doing. ANC is no longer a party for the people. ANC, it's no longer a party that represents people. ANC, it's no longer a party that listens to the people. They are very arrogant. And I must say that if you look at a couple of things that has happened in the ANC, is that the government of the people of South Africa, it's no longer the same government that we know, you know. Crime has gone up, you know. Unemployment, job problems we have now today, and the ANC itself, it's fighting on its own. It's eating each other like a cancer. It's a cancer that they're fighting. It's factional battles in the ANC that are continuous on a basis which affects our government, you know. It affects the economy, which affects the international policy as well. These are the things that, as South Africans, we must look at. I'm speaking as an ANC member. You must remember, Brendan, I'm an ANC member. I grew up in the ANC. I love ANC. And I believe ANC is one of the parties that represents everybody across the line in all the nations, you know, regardless who you are, where you came from. And I grew up knowing the ANC, what kind of ANC I know. The ANC I grew up in, it is not the ANC that I see today. It's not the ANC that is arrogant. It's not the ANC that doesn't represent people, you know. So these are the issues that we have to look at as we go forward.
Isaac, just to make an observation myself, I went up in 1984 to the Solomon Mahlangu Freedom College in Morogoro in Tanzania. And I was a young reporter then. I didn't know much about South African politics. But what did impress me about the ANC people, it was a spirit of commitment, a spirit of sacrifice, and they were really wanting to build a brand new society and genuinely to make a better life for all. So, and I don't see that now. I don't see anybody that has that kind of commitment. What's happened to it? What's gone wrong?
Brendan, I must say it's a couple of factors if you look at it. What the ANC is like, as I say, that the ANC that we see today is not the ANC that some of us know. It's not the ANC some of us grew up in it. If you look at how the ANC members are fighting for positions, and the reason they're fighting for positions in the ANC, the reason why they want to be in power, they want to have political power, is because they want to have government. And when they have government, is when they have resources. They can harness the resource. They can go in and they can be able to steal government coffers. They can be able to use government coffers to pursue their own agenda. So you can no longer see that. ANC is no longer having what we call leadership. You know, when we talk about fiber, they have lost moral fiber. There is no integrity in the ANC. There is no fiber. We can no longer see the real ANC that grooms youth, that looks after its own children, that looks after its nation as well after winning the elections. So look at what has happened in the ANC, transpired a few years, you know, the past few years, that members of ANC go into election so that they can win the office. When they win the office of ANC, then they go and fight for government space.
whether they become premiers, whether they become MECs, whether they become mayors, whether they become presidents, or whether they become deputy presidents, you know. So they're using the ANC to get into government. They're using the ANC to harness resource, you know. We no longer see that spirit of Solomon Mahlangu. We no longer see that spirit of Oliver Tambo. We no longer see the spirit that we talk about, the one that Madiba had, and when we formed the new government. You find out that some of these people that have more money to go and fight for local for in the ANC, they use the money to go and fight and win branches. They pay delegates more money because they can harness money in government. They can use money to pay delegates, and the same delegates go and vote for them. And the delegates, they'll vote for people with money, not with morals, you know. So the ANC has lost fiber. The ANC has lost track. The ANC has lost integrity in a society. So we have to talk about it. And what generation do we come from? That I'm in the 40s generation. I'm in there, you know. I'm saying it's not what I knew about the ANC. It's not what I grew up into the ANC. It's not the ANC that I know, the one that I see today, you know. That's exactly why some of us refuse to participate in some of the structures, you know. I refuse to participate in their structure, in their leadership structures, because of I cannot associate myself with such a mockery. It's a clown. It's a circus. It's a group of circus, you know, who are positioning themselves to go and steal more money. Depends whose goals and steal more money, you know. To be in power, you go and pay delegates to vote for you. They vote for you. Then you get in power. You don't deliver. No plan. No action. No job program. Nothing. They can absolutely do nothing. They have done nothing for the past 26 years. The only thing they do is to steal, you know. So what kind of society do we want to see ourselves as a generation? We're living, we have young children, we have, we're living in a society, we're still young. We want to see the country growing. We want to see a better country. It's not what ANC transpired, you know.
Just on that point, Isaac, so what... Does anyone else offer a solution? Is there any other party? Is the ANC able to change its ways to save us, or does it have to come from outside?
Look, Brendan, I think at the current juncture that we are in, you know, you cannot say that ANC is giving us solutions. I don't see any solutions from the ANC. I don't see any solutions. I'm not the only one who speaks the same language of saying that the ANC has lost its moral fiber, has lost integrity. Former President Thabo Mbeki speaks the same thing. Former President Kgalema Motlanthe speaks the same, a number of members of the ANC. So I don't think the current ANC you're talking about, the crop that we see in the ANC, will give us a solution. They can't even tell us what is the national plan, you know, the national policy that they have in terms of driving government. They don't even understand their international relation policy. So I don't think the current leadership we see in the ANC and the current leadership we see in local municipalities, even the province, is people who can give us solutions. I think we should look at other people. ANC has good people. ANC has scholars. ANC has very, 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 very dignified members. There's a number of them who are sitting outside. There's a number of members of the society. ANC must have transformed itself in 26 years. You must have transformed yourself, particularly because we've been a governing party. You have been given enough time to transform yourself. But if you can't, you couldn't, the past 26 years, the only problem you have a headache is how much cadres are stealing and how much corruption is there, you know, and how much the institutions are no longer holding. The infrastructure has been dilapidated. We don't have trains. We have potholes everywhere. We have problem with water, electricity. People are paying tax. There's taxpayers outside there. People are paying services. Why are you not able to run the municipalities? Should be there's a problem. And what are the problems? Problems should be maybe issues of cadre deployment. And you're not deploying proper people into government. You're not looking into what you are doing as a governing party. And you are no longer concentrating in building the party and the state itself. But what you're concentrating on is how much you can steal, so that when the mountain falls, it will not fall while you don't have. Because what they see now is that the ANC is falling. What they see is that the ANC is no longer holding. If you are a governing party, you have lost all your metro. Surely there must be something wrong. If you are a normal leadership organization that people sit, you should be sitting and discussing, why have we lost our metros? And what do we do to regain back the metros? And is there any other how? What are the people saying about us? Of course, people didn't vote for you. Why didn't people vote for you? The issue is that people are tired and people are no longer having an interest. So, look, I don't see ANC as a solution with the current crop. I don't see ANC as a solution for this country, yet as a leading, a ruling party for us. I mean, they have failed 26 years. They have not produced anything, no programs, nothing. You know, the only problems we have is the infrastructure is dilapidated or, you know, they can't do anything. But go and look where we have many ministers, we have many mayors, you know, we have MECs, we have premiers, all these people are getting paid, you know. Do they know their jobs? I doubt whether they know their jobs. Do they know what is a public office? I doubt whether they know that it's not their job. It's not their, it's their position, you know. I mean, the people have tasked them. They've been sent by the people. People have voted for them to be in power. And therefore, when people ask you to step down, they have a right to do so. You have to do that, you know. The issues of integrity is very important, you know. We have to talk about it, you know. Generational problems is that ANC has a decayed leadership, old decayed leadership that still holds factional values. They are factionalist, old, can't. They can't even, you know, come up with new ideas, you know. They don't even know what they're doing. They are lost. Half of the time they're sick in parliament. Half of the time they sleep, you know, because of their old. Then they don't want to give opportunity to young people, you know. So those are the things that I think I'll say to you, Brendan. I don't think ANC is a solution. I think maybe there will be other parties that will give us a solution.
Thanks for that, Isaac. I think what we will be looking at in podcasts in the future is some of the positive aspects, because I think what you will have done is given people some sleepless nights here with that. But I think it's a very frank analysis of where we are and how we're in trouble as a country. But I think there must be some areas of hope that perhaps you can think about that might so show some hope. And perhaps we can talk about those in future podcasts.
Thank you very much.